Here we are, latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. According to latest reports, Man City will shift their attention to Erling Haaland next summer and are preparing for a bidding war. The start of the season has all been about the transfers. The likes of Harry Kane has been linked. Of course, Sergio Aguero moved on at the end of last season. Other players, including Cristiano Ronaldo, were also linked to the Etihad Stadium. Haaland, though, has a €75 million release clause that becomes active next summer. Certain targets through the season potentially taking up to €90 million have, according to Sport One in Germany, it's not putting either Man City or Manchester United off. They're preparing to enter a bidding war against each other. According to them, the fee match of agent Mino Raiola's demands, of course, with wages, means that Bayern Munich have essentially been taken out of the market. They're unwilling to do a deal. PSG may struggle unless they can sell Kylian Mbappe. And Chelsea have already flashed the cash on Romelu Lukaku. Should mean that City and United are the two most realistic teams to take him on. Into other news, and according to reports, Liam Delap is still set for a loan move. Transfer window has been closed for a matter of days, but Stoke are already seeing links resurface around one of their top targets. The Potters undertook their busiest window for several seasons, including frontman Sam Surridge and Abdallah Simon. But reports suggest that one player that did sit for the net is Liam Delap. The 18-year-old was identified as a summer option for the club if he was given the green light to move on. Pep Guardiola's failure to capture Harry Kane meant, though, that he was determined to keep him in-house. It's thought, though, that Delap, the son of former Potters first team coach Rory, could be on the move, with reports suggesting that Man City are hoping to see a switch for the second half of the season on loan to get him some much needed game time. Into other news, and Gareth Southgate has admitted he's got a very good relationship with Man City's Raheem Sterling and trust him impeccably. At times last season, Pep Guardiola seemed to show frustrations by dropping him to the bench, but Southgate insists that he'll be a key man for him going forward. That's all then for latest headlines. We'll have more news later.